Before they, yeah.
You'll.
Yeah.
Promote reading, huh?
Well, they did.
Rich foods.
Yeah. And yes, there was people who had that. I suppose we had lots of things we didn't know what was. Nowadays, I know.
Yeah, how about that disease, well, where you get the sharp pain in your right side?
You mean appendicitis?
Yeah.
Well, we never had it in our family, but then I've known people who did have.
What was that called here in the early days?
Well, I don't know what they call it.
Thank goodness we've come as far as we have on these things.
Yeah.
Oh, do you have any special term for a calf that's lost or lost his mother?
No. I wouldn't know.
How about a horse, a cow, when a calf is going to be born, you say the cow is going to what?
I don't say. Calving is all we call it.
And that means, she's going to give birth to a.
Calf and pigs, a sow would be farrowing.
Huh?
That's what we call it. And a mare, a foal.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned pigs, when do you stop, well, when does a pig become a hog?
Well, they're pig and then a shoat, when they're about weaning time, they're about. I was trying to see how old, how old are they weaning them anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Then they're a shoat about weaning time. And then they're a hog, like I suppose, we call them hogs, when they get up about 150 or 200 pounds, the way we call them hogs. That's the way we made our first money on corn and hogs.
That's a good combination, isn't it? Corn and hog and slop bucket.
Yeah, slop, we feed them skim milk, you know, and carry it down to them, that was really a pretty big work, separate that milk.
What would you call a male hog?
Boar.
Boar?
We always call him a boar.
And when you operate on him, what do you say you do?
Well, castrate, we always call him castrate. Then they're a barra. Well, a boar, I guess he don't make very nice meat. But he's always a strong.
They have those big front teeth.
I'll tell you, almost killed my husband once, attacked him. He started to the field to plow, and he'd gotten out, and he was real vicious. And he came at him, and he had on an overcoat, real cold day, and he had four horse team, you know. He just dropped the lines of the team there and started to get him back in the pen, and he turned on him, came right towards him, and he just stabbed him, and you know, those tushes were just like scissors. Well, in his overalls, there's just it's about here, a very small hole in his overalls, but he couldn't, I went out there, my son, 8-year-old son, got a big tuba for him, brought to him, and he hit him on the nose and he left. He wouldn't let him get up, but just when he went to, started to get up, he'd come at him again, you know. He just had him.
Mm-hmm.
He was down there booing at him, you know, and foaming at the mouth. He was right down here where these trees are. So my son brought him, he hollered and told him to bring him that tuba fore. And he brought him the tuba fore and he hit him on the nose real hard and he left then.
Mm-hmm.
So I went down there then and tried to help him home. But I didn't know the muscle was almost severed.
Oh.
And took off his overalls there and this, you could have put your double fist in that hole. You never saw some hole in your life.
Good job.